Weather conditions are a bit unsettled across our area this afternoon. We have clouds and a round of rainfall coming through, and some showers are likely into tonight, so if you have evening plans, you may need that umbrella. In most areas, the rain will end around or before midnight. We'll see a dry day tomorrow, and a fairly comfortable day in terms of temperature, and then another round of rain is set to come through tomorrow night into Friday morning. That rain may be a little bit heavier than the rain we are seeing today, and then we're looking for drier weather for the second half of Friday, especially closer to the evening hours, and dry weather continues into Saturday. Across the area today, it's a cloudier day than yesterday. It's also on the breezy side. When we combine the clouds, the breezes, and those showers and some cooler temperatures overall, there's definitely a chillier feel across the region this afternoon. Moving into tonight, we'll continue to see a front come through, so clouds and showers are likely through at least the first half of the night. Showers may linger after midnight in areas south of Albany as the front will take a little bit longer to clear that area. Temperatures overnight will be generally in the 40s. Look out for some areas of fog that could be locally dense late tonight and first thing tomorrow. And moving into the day tomorrow, that front will continue to sink to the south, and we're going to see a little bit of dry air come in from the north, so I'm optimistic that we will see at least some sunny breaks tomorrow. The best chance for those sunny breaks will be in areas along and north of I-90. Temperatures tomorrow will be rather comfortable, running mainly in the 50s and 60s. A few spots may reach well up into the 60s tomorrow afternoon if enough sunshine comes out. And then tomorrow night, our next storm comes through with another round of rainfall, and that rain is likely to continue into Friday morning, so the rain will be falling very likely during the Friday morning commute. Then as the day moves along on Friday, the stormy weather will move out, though there's still some question marks as to if things will really dry out in terms of the clouds breaking up Friday afternoon, so we'll keep you posted on that. Temperatures on Friday are expected to run in the 50s and 60s, and then on Saturday, we're looking at a quiet day weather-wise, and at least for most of us. We might see a couple of showers in the northern mountains, and temperatures will be right around seasonable levels, which is basically in the 50s to right around 60. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, cloudy, with showers likely this evening, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, cloudy, showers likely this evening, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, with highs in the 50s to lower 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, cloudy, with showers likely, areas of fog, low in the 40s. Tomorrow, mainly cloudy, a chance of some morning showers, high 58 to 64. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, cloudy, with showers likely this evening, areas of fog, low in the lower to mid-40s. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and some sun, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Friday, mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, especially during the morning, highs in the 50s to lower 60s, and on Saturday, variably cloudy, with highs in the 50s to near 60. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.